town, or just exactly when it was or where it was. I'm not sure. But that sounded kind of unusual this day and time, you know.
When I was a kid, there were quite a few people that had tapeworms in this country. But I ain't heard of one in this country in years.
Mm-hmm. That kind of surprised me.
Now, when I was a kid in school, well, there was a doctor. Doctor, the person with tapeworm, got a tremendous big one, long one out of it. Mm. Unreasonable how long it was.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid. But I ain't heard any tapeworms in years in people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I think they take more cautions about getting them now than what they did earlier. Cook their food better.
Right.
I know when I was a kid, they always told me, don't eat that meat raw, you'll get a tapeworm.
Mm-hmm.
That was a common saying among the mothers in that day and time.
I see.
So I don't know.
Well, talking about different insects and all, do you ever, you know, that some of these insects like to fly around lights at night? Do you know what kind of insect that would be?
Well, there's a number of them. You gather around them lights at night. Most any insect, you put out a bright light at night, if there's any insects around, they're gonna come to it. Most any of them in the country here.
Mm-hmm.
We commonly have these old June bugs and mosquitoes and night flies and things of that kind that come to the lights at night. Gnats.
Mm-hmm.
All such stuff in that.
Well, what about this old insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them?
Moths.
Right. People still have trouble with those things?
Most of them do too much termite exterminating now to have any moths, but if you don't do that kind of work, why, you have to keep mothballs. Now I got mothballs in my trunk right there.
Mm-hmm.
I keep them in there all the time to keep those moths down. That's the only way you can do it. Either termite your house, de-roach it and stuff of that kind, or kill the ants and all that stuff. They spray around this thing. Every month they spray all around, spray in them drawers and everywhere with stuff to keep that stuff down. If they didn't, I guess they'd have it here.
I guess they would. Well, do you ever see this insect? It used to fly around at night and flash on and off.
Oh, them old lightning bugs. I've been used to them since I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Commonly called lightning bugs. They generally hang around the creek bottoms, tanks and sloughs and things of that kind. Oh, they'll get up in the upland, but when it gets dry like it is now, I haven't seen a lightning bug since early in the spring when it rained.
I hadn't seen any a long time myself. Wondering about that. Well, getting back to different utensils and things, you mentioned a bucket a minute ago. Have you ever heard people call a bucket anything else?
Well, they used to have various kinds of buckets. Some of them had different names to them. Some of them called them pails.
Mm-hmm. But
they had one that had one stave. This was a wooden bucket. Had one stave that stuck up higher than the others that you used to handle it. But I had a handhold in. I think they call that a demijohn or something of that kind. I don't know. I don't know too much about them old timey bucket names.
Mm-hmm.
But the main bucket I knew anything about was the old.